רק לא מבין. מה אומרים זוהר לעם החדשה?
I just don't understand. What do they mean, the new Zohar Frol? What is there, an old Zohar Frol?
It's probably the opening that we had at the time and we've kept it.
No, I'm hearing it many times already.
It's the same opening when we had the Zohar Frol. That was the opening. It's just the same opening.
But why the new one, the Zohar Frol that's new?
We just haven't done a new opening.
A new opener or a new Zohar for all? That word seems to me completely redundant. I can't understand what it belongs to. Do you understand this? Yes, what?
When this series of books came out, we had...
I don't understand. Is there another Zohar for all other than this Zohar for all? No. So from where is the new and where's the old? Who's the wise guy who decided such? And I'm hearing this and I thought, maybe it's by mistake or something. Who gives such a command to read such way? The new Zohar for all. Who adds such a word? Just like that. What kind of intellect goes into there? Do you understand that? I see that you understand, so explain it to me.
When we introduced the series, it was a new series.
What series? It's written Zohar for All. Well, Zohar for All wasn't there before.
But it was a new series.
You're too smart. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, read. At least that you know.
Zohar for All? Articles for Passover? Portion of Vayera, and the Lord visited Sarah. 414.
So we need to concentrate and being together as much as possible, restrict, connect, round up, and then with our efforts to connect, we will try to feel the light that needs to illuminate from there, meaning the quality of bestowal, and for it to bestow upon us and bring us that quality, the quality of bestowal. Please.
414. In all that a creator does, he needs only to speak, as everything he does is done by dibur, speech. When he said, from his place of holiness, so it shall be, so it was done, immediately, by the power and glory of the Creator. As it is written, the heavens were created by the word of the Lord, and it is written, I will pass through the land of Egypt, I am not an angel. 415. Thus it is a great honor for Egypt, for one who is caught by the king is not as one caught by an ordinary man. Furthermore, there is no other nation more filthy and corrupt than Egypt. As it is written, their flesh is the flesh of donkeys. They are suspect of sodomy. They are the offsprings of Ham, who wronged his father and cursed him and his son, Canaan. But did not the Creator have an angel or an emissary he could send to take vengeance on Egypt, as he did with Assyria, who were sons of Shem? As it is written, the sons of Shem are Elam and Ashur. Shem was a high priest, and he was blessed. As it is written, blessed is the Creator, the God of Shem. And Shem received the greatness and blessing above his brothers. It is written, the angel of the Lord went out and smote the Assyrian camp. This was performed by an emissary. Yet the Egyptians are more corrupt than any nation. So why did he say, I am not an angel?
We're continuing to try to be together and to expect the reforming light. That's what we need. I don't care what's written relative to where I am, concentrating with the others and expecting the light.
416. From this we learn the might of the Creator and His supremacy, that He is above all. The Creator said, "This nation, Egypt, is filthy and impure, and it is not proper to send an emissary or an angel, who are holy beings, among the filthy, wicked, and cursed. I will do what no messenger, seraph, or angel can do. When I say, from my place of holiness, so it shall be, immediately it is done. And this is something no angel can do. When the Creator, from His degree of holiness, says, so it shall be, immediately His will is done. Therefore, this vengeance was not carried out by an angel or a messenger because of Egypt's wickedness. And in order to show the greatness of the Lord, who did not wish for anything holy to come to them, therefore He said, I am not an angel. I will perform it, and not an angel.
Any questions about what we read? No. Okay. Yes? Well.
It's written in the beginning. It just caught my attention that everything that the Creator does doesn't need to do other than in speech, dibul. And I was thinking about thoughts and dibul. Why is it written this way?
Speech is not blah, blah, blah that you take out of your mouth. Speech is the returning light. The Or Chozer is called speech from the Malchut. The Or Chozer, the returning light that comes from Malchut, is called already that it has the letters of the work, is dibul, speech. Okay, that's a question in its place. Well, question. Everything's good? Yes.
What's to try to be in together during the reading?
Try to be together, because only together, to the extent in which we effort to be together, we can receive the reforming light. After the reforming light connects us, according to our request, according to our effort to be together, then in that same connection that it will do, it will be able to fill it. And then the Creator will be revealed inside the creature.
So what is it to be together?
To be together means that I don't want to feel any difference between us, but rather that we are all connected and aimed to one force, the one upper force, to bestow, to love, to connect, and to do everything with a common feeling that we have. We want to be together. As by this, each nullifies himself before the friends, makes him from himself a zero and a one. All that we learn.
So I'm trying to do what you're instructing us, but I get to a very comfortable place. Am I doing something incorrect?
I don't know. And what are you feeling pleasant?
That we're all connected in this place.
Wonderful. Then stay there. If it's good for you, then good.
You said it's not good to be there. That we need that deficiency.
Then you need to scrutinize what do you feel good from.
I'm saying that I'm following your instructions. Maybe I'm not doing them correctly. But I'm getting to a place that's very whole. Everything's good. Zohar. A place that's very pleasant, warm, we're all connected. And now what do we do?
Nothing. You can't do anything. You can't go out of there. That's the Garden of Eden.
So maybe, can you pinpoint the instruction?
What is there to be precise here? If you feel that it's good and there's nothing to add in the whole good state, that you're all connected, in the ten, and we're all as one man in one heart, in mutual benefit, that each is willing to give the pillow or the chair to the other, and everyone has love from one to the other, the one is there for me to add.
In this moment, when I'm listening to your instructions, and I hear Michael reading the Zohar, I'm in a place this is what I feel. It might be my personal feeling. It might be a mistake. And that's why I'm asking, if by feeling this place that I'm describing, is it a mistake?
Do you feel the others, or do you feel yourself?
I feel a place that we're all connected. That's how I feel it. I don't know how to describe it in words like you know how to describe it. I don't know if it's my personal feeling or if it's a feeling that's really that we're all connected. I don't know.
Yes. It's hard to come out of that. Yes. Why doesn't this place appear as real to you?
Because I know that we're built in a way that the deficiency is what leads us to the next state. And I know that if I'm in this state, as you describe as a klipa, a shell, that a place that there's no advancement. On the other hand, it's a place where the Zohar, it's what the Zohar feels like for me.
Do you feel in that connection between you that this is the place where the Creator is revealed? The force of mutual bestowal, let's say, not the Creator. The force of mutual bestowal, it's truly in disclosure, in revelation?
It feels to me like everything can happen. At this moment, anything can happen. I don't know how to really describe it.
Okay, we will wait. It will probably change. This will probably change. Okay. We will continue.
Parashat Shmot, Exodus. Why exile and why Egypt? 246. Why did the Creator wish to bring Israel down to exile in Egypt? Why the exile? And why specifically in Egypt? 247. It is written, there are 60 queens and 80 concubines, and virgins without number. 60 is Malchut, the mighty ones above, from the side of Kvua, that cling to carvings, meaning to the externality of the holy Haya of Israel, which is Malchut. This is why they are named after her, 60 queens, Malchuyot. Those are angels appointed over the nations. 80 concubines are the angels appointed by the carvings of Malchut beneath the 60 queens. This is why they are called concubines and not queens. And maidens, without number, is, as it is written, is there any number of his armies? And yet, it is written, my dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one to her mother. This is the holy divinity that comes out of 12 lights, and she is the radiant Zohar that shines for all. This is why she is called Mother Ima, as it is written, she is the only one to her mother. 248. The Creator acted similarly in the land. He threw all the nations to all sides and established appointees over them. As it is written, which the Lord your God has allotted unto all the peoples. And the Creator took the assembly of Israel into his lot. As it is written, for the portion of the Lord is his people, Jacob, the lot of his inheritance. He called it, my dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one to her mother. This is the divinity of his honor, which he established between them. And she is one, and dedicated to him. It is written, the daughters saw her and called her happy. As it is written, many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. And it is written, queens and concubines, and will praise her. These are the ministers of the people over whom they were appointed. 249. The world was created by 10 utterances. The world was created by 3, Chokhmah, Tvunah, and Dat. And the world was created only for Israel. When a creator wished to sustain the world, he acted for Abraham in Chokhmah, for Isaac in Tvunah, and for Jacob in Dat. As it is written, and by the knowledge are the chambers filled, Chagat, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob have risen and became Chabad. And at that time, the whole world was improved. And when 12 tribes were born to Jacob, 12 boundaries of the diagonal, everything improved in this world, similarly to Atzilut above. 250. And when the Creator saw the great joy of this world, when it improved to being as above, he said, let not the 12 tribes mingle with the rest of the nations, leaving a flaw in all the worlds. What did the Creator do? He shook all of them to and fro until they went down to Egypt to dwell in their abodes inside that obstinate nation, which despises their conducts and degrades them by not marrying with them or mingling with them and by considering them slaves. The males were loathsome of them and the females were loathsome of them until the holy seed was bettered by not mingling with strangers. In the meantime, the iniquity of the nations was completed. As it is written, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet complete. So when they come out, they will come out holy. As it is written, the tribes of the Lord are a testimony unto Israel. This settles the two questions. Why were Israel exiled? And why specifically to Egypt? It was for fear that the tribes would mingle with the rest of the nations, who appreciated Israel. He exiled them to Egypt, who were proud and despised and loathed Israel. And they were there until the iniquity of the Amorites was full. And it came to their own land, for there was no longer fear of mingling with the rest of the nation.
Questions? Okay, I think we're going to move again to articles, because people are kind of falling asleep. What are we going to do next? According to the order?
No. Ech nikra ma'amar.
What is the article called? What is there in volume 2? Do we have letters there? Okay, so let's read from the letters. Open the letters of Ramash. Letter 10. Letter number 10 of Ramash.
Sahakul. כמה שאנחנו נקרא, זה אחר כך התחבר לנושא אחד, שאנחנו במצרים.
Altogether, it is one topic that we are in Egypt.
איגרת לא פשוטה,
אבל... It's not a simple letter, but let's read it.
Again, we are reading from Rabash, letter 10. You can find it at kabbalahmedia.info. To the friends, may they live long. I'm very surprised that I have not received a word from anyone. I thought I would receive the work of each and every one, meaning that each one would elaborate on his deeds, as in, for I will see your heavens, the works of your fingers. Your heavens means works for the Creator. They are recognized by the works of your fingers, meaning by each one trying to work to raise the Shekhinah, divinity, from the dust, to keep each one pointed with his finger and said, behold, this is our God, etc. We should know that work is in the right, which is, as it is written, be whole with the Lord your God. That is, a person needs to walk in wholeness, meaning believe that the Creator is whole and deficient. This can be felt only by the right side of the Lord is exalted, namely, in greatness of the Creator, that we must always picture the greatness of the Creator. As for man, in everything he does, he is serving the King, and every mitzvah, commandment, that one does gives contentment to the Creator. When one prays, the Creator hears the prayers and praises that person, sings and praises the Creator. We should also picture that there are several people in the world to whom the Creator did not give the opportunity to serve Him and please Him, but rather push them away. And even when they perform some mitzvah, they do not remember or believe that the Creator sees and hears, accepts and regards the works of the lower ones. The Creator pushes them away by not giving them an opportunity to think, do, or believe. To those whom the Creator wishes to bring near, He gives good thoughts, meaning to remember while performing the mitzvah that he is doing it for the Creator, or simply that when blessing, that all was made by his word. He is speaking out of habit, and during the act pays no attention to the fact that he is speaking to the Creator, or even more, he is not given an opportunity even to bless out of habit. And if one imagines that a Creator has given him an opportunity to do a mitzvah in order to bring contentment to his Maker, even once a month, and to serve the King even once a month, they should be satisfied. Abaye said, therefore it should be said while standing. Standing means the full level. That is, a person needs to speak upright and be happy if he's given an opportunity to serve the King, while others are not. At that time, the Creator is whole, meaning that we must say that the name of the Creator, meaning the name, good and does good, appears and shines to a person in utter wholeness, as well as that the person is whole, meaning that he has another merit in Torah and mitzvot, and good deeds. This is so because as much as one does in order to be serving the King, he still does not deserve it. One should note that there are many people in the world to whom the Creator did not allow to do anything for his name. However, we should also walk on the left line, meaning criticize if this is true, if one's faith is whole, if the things he does are in utter purity and holiness without any ulterior motives. If the name good and does good is swallowed in the organs, etc. At that time, the left line is disputed with the right line, because he sees that if he calculates sincerely, it is all to the contrary. Then, there is a dispute between the lines, between right and left. And if one does not work in the middle line, the left revokes the right, and he becomes one whose knowledge is greater than deeds. Meaning that he criticizes more than the good deeds that he does. It follows that he falls to hell, which extends from the left line. And there is hell of the fire of lust, or snow that is chilled by work. And he desires only to be in a state of rest, and idleness, and sleep, etc. This requires overcoming and prayer for the Creator's mercy from above, so he may extend the middle line, meaning subdue the left line under the right. That is, he says that although the criticism mandates otherwise, he goes above reason. By that, the middle line improves the right line, for before he extended the left line and was walking on the right, he thought that reason, too, mandates the labor in the work of the Creator. But now that he has extended the left line, when he subdues toward the right, it is evident that he has chosen the right even though he has another view from the left. This is why we should remember, as we walk, to extend the work of the left, to keep the intention only to show that even though there is left, he nevertheless chooses the right. This is why we should divide the times of work and not mix one with the other. I wrote the Achoraim, the posterior side of the three lines, and when we are rewarded, we extend the three lines in Panim, the anterior side.
Questions? There are none. Okay.
Question from Elad from Afula. What does it mean to work in the middle line?
To engage in the middle line is where I want to balance the force of reception and the force of bestowal. So the force of bestowal won't be more than the force of reception. Because I want to use the whole will to receive, so it'll be as much as possible in order to bestow. And then left can't bend more than right, or right more than left. Meaning they have to be balanced. And that's called the middle line. The points of balance between right and left, each time I try to make a balance between them, bring the, from these little points, they become the middle line.
What's the differentiation between the left and the right? How do we divide the time?
Right is perfection. It's good for me to be in perfection. I am in a state of bestowal, not using my will to receive. It's good for me to be in katnut. That's all right. The left is to the contrary. I'm not happy with the state. I want to constantly rise more, to be greater, and then it's left. And how do I advance, if so, between right and left? By making a compromise between the two. To the extent in which, although I'm advancing with the left, I'm constantly in a feeling of the right. It's a state in which I'm similar to the Creator, where I take His will to receive that He created, His will to receive, not mine. I already think in such a way, and I try to use it in order to bestow, just as with Him it is bestowal. And to the extent in which I can be similar to him, accordingly, it turns out that I am in the midline. Equivalence of form, adhesion is all in the midline. Yes.
Question from Oliver from New Zealand. What's the work of Achoraim, the posterior in the...
Hard work. It's still not the exile of Egypt. The exile of Egypt is much before that. The work and the three lines is where we receive the light of the Torah that gives us the middle line and helps us balance right and left. It's not in Egypt. In Egypt that we're discussing now is only one work. How to rise above the will to receive. How not to be enslaved under Pharaoh. Okay? Yes? Lebich? Run forward. There's nothing in the back there. You usually don't come, so they don't even put microphones there.
Can you explain that it says you need to divide the time between the left and the right, that they won't be including one another? What does that mean?
Yes, so that there will be no confusion around giving myself a command. Now I need to engage in the right. What does it mean to be in the right? To constantly be in the feeling of perfection. I am under the control of the Creator? Right. Can I think only about the Creator? I can. Do I want to think now about the end of correction? Yes. Can I be connected to friends? It's only dependent on me? Yes. And so on and so forth. I take out from concealment to light all the positive discernments that I can use. That's called to engage in the right. Now I'm doing it. I did it. I'm done. Now I'm truly filled, delighted in mercy on the right. Now I'm going to the right, to the left, because if I remain in such a state where everything is fine, then I'll end my life that way. That's what Chanoch told us, that everything is fine. He doesn't know how to continue. And then we need to move to the left. What's okay? Am I restoring to the Creator? To the extent in which I'm bestowing to the Creator, do I feel Him? I need to hug Him? No. Am I bestowing to the friends? Do I truly feel that me and the friends are becoming as one kli, as one heart, and not in my imagination? Meaning here, I'm already checking, in the left, all my work in a real way. Where is my will to receive? Where is it that it is willing to be in adhesion with me? Where it's actually tasting, pushing me, helping me adhere. Even the evil inclination becomes the good angel. Where is that? So I check, accordingly I see, where am I? How much I didn't even start the corrections. And then, with that left, but I entered in it, in watching over the right, meaning I am seemingly in the water where I can be taken somehow, but I'm holding onto the rope, meaning I'm entering on purpose to the will to receive in order for it to adhere to me somewhat. And I come out of it again, and I'm included in the right. And thus, again, I enter the will to receive again. I'm getting dirty again, then I enter the right, and like that, until the whole will to receive. I won't drag it to the left. I won't drag it to the right. That's our work. That's our work. To constantly be like that. These previs, left, right, left, right, and that's how we advance. Until, as it's called, that a penny and another penny adds up to a great sum, and then nothing remains. It all is done on the right. Yes.
Should be as he recommends here. Do this and sometimes that, and sort of the thoughts to really divide them into times. And this time, I'm.
Yes, you decide the times. You don't wait for them to change by the bestowal from above. We're not allowed to do that. Bestowal from above is not good. I awaken the dawn. Okay? Sir? What are we singing? Food, give us.
הנה מה טוב ומה נעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם